Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Holly's bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Alan C. He is one of the top marketing experts, especially in the area of social media, on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Principal and Chief Marketing Officer at CMO Temps LLC. Alan, give us the website, please.
It's cmotemps.biz.
All right, so check that out, and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, you're going to find a lot of videos. I do like to use a video and integrate parts of my blog into the website, but it's going to be information that shows and tells how to take content marketing and bring it into the intersection of social media. So content distributed through engaging social media channels.
All right, so check that out, folks. And we're talking about that very thing with Alan. And Alan, we were talking at the end of the break there, end of the last segment, we went to the break. You talked about call-outs a little bit, and you were saying that you make sure that you stay close to customers and you try to find what's going on in their life so that you can be relevant to them. And it's all part of the nurturing process, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's a way to be able
to sell customers anymore. It's harder to sell customers because they don't really buy like they used to. You got to nurture the relationships, don't you?
It is. We do business with people we know, like, and trust. And so trying to force a product or a service down their throat is, that's the hard way to do it.
Yeah.
And so nurturing the relationship is definitely the way to build a long-term relationship.
So talk to us about one of the things I know you do a lot of is connecting the human resources activity with the marketing activity. Give us some thoughts give us some good 2017 start of the year thoughts.
Right. So, and that may even surprise some of your small business owners and such, because they've probably been reading, from the analyst Forrester Gartner, that the chief marketing officer or marketing interfacing into the CIO or chief information officer, because of all the new marketing technology, that's the main conversations going on between their leadership in marketing and their leadership in IT. And yet I would say that one of the major conversations that needs to be happening and needs to be happening more quickly is actually between marketing and HR. And the reason for that is when you think about a small business advertising that they need help, that they need a VP of marketing or a VP of sales or a graphic designer or a webmaster, and they've put this notice out into the world by whatever means, and now they're starting to get back responses. Well, these are individuals that have shown and expressed interest in your company, and let's assume that for whatever position and the industry that you're in, these individuals are more than likely qualified. Now, they may not live in the exact geographic location you want them to or whatever, but they're in a way tied to your industry. Now, that's an interesting thought, because these are people that you don't want to snub or take lightly. So for a small business to do what a big business might do, and that is, use some type of a form or templated rejection letter, is definitely not the smart thing to do, because in doing so, you're totally losing all reference. Mm-hmm. And then let me just give you one quick example here is a lot of the templated or form rejection letters will say something to the effect of, our company's growing and we continue to add new positions. So, keep an eye on our career site. Well, if you're a small business, I mean, how many VPs of marketing do you have?
Right.
You know, how many graphic designers
right.
do you really have? You know, probably only one, right? And so that person's thinking, well, wait a minute, you know, this is what I do, and you only have one of those positions. So, you know, what is the marketing person supposed to do? Apply for a finance job?
Right.
I mean, that it just, it's nonsensical, you know what I mean? And so that's taking away the opportunity for that small business to really be targeted in their messaging. And because that person's probably, you know, related to that industry, it's maybe a chance for the sales or marketing group within your organization to form a relationship with that person. Hey, let's mm-hmm. face it, you may hire somebody and maybe it doesn't work out. Well, now you've got somebody to go back to in order to avoid starting that hiring process.
So you're talking
all over
about
again.
Applying marketing techniques to the HR process.
You're spot on. This is like CRM for HR.
Yes.
And there's, you know, businesses have done that for prospects and for their customer base. I don't see any reason at all why this shouldn't also be done on that HR level.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense, especially when it comes to the younger generation. They're not wired like you and I are. You and I are baby boomers. They're not wired like we are they?
they you know what? They are not. But again, whether you're a baby boomer or you're a millennial, we tend to want to do business, especially in that
yep.
B2B world
yep.
with people we know, like, and trust.
But I'm just saying, I mean, they're going to want to be more marketed to than brushed off than you and I might have accepted being brushed off, but they're not going to like that. Hey, Alan, I got to wrap it up. I need the website one more time, please.
CMOtemp.biz.
All right. Hey, Alan, come back soon. Good job today.
Hey, thank you, and Happy New Year.
You too. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.